If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So in recent years, we've had rather tumultuous times on the market, right? Everything from the COVID-19 pandemic, what that led to when it comes to the lockdown and the uncertainty it created within the economic sphere. Coupled with that, we saw the clashes within Russia and Ukraine, how that led to hyperinflation, and since then, ongoing concerns around market volatility. So what does this mean, especially within a year like 2024? It's an election year with almost half of the world's population, including South Africa, the US, the UK, Rwanda, and many other economies making their way to the polls. What does the future hold, and how will it affect our wealth? Well, to help us answer all of these questions, we join now on the line by a portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Tim Acker. Tim, such a pleasure to speak to you.
Hi, Gugu. Good evening to your listeners.
A delight to speak to you because you have a very important job. You essentially underscore and decide with a team of your researchers and colleagues as to, you know, where to invest, which companies might be favorable, how long to keep them in a portfolio or fund for. And that all plays a role in terms of making sure that we can generate wealth. But influences that have an impact on your decision are certainly the market volatility and macroeconomic dynamics, including political concerns at a global scale.
Yeah, that's a nice summary of what we try and do for our clients, Gugu. And as you say, we definitely in a particularly uncertain time, or at least it feels that way. But I think the useful thing to remember is that the market is always uncertain, right? So that's actually the normal state. And we kind of forget that when we look at history and we assume, you know, things used to feel more certain. And I think as investors, we shouldn't feel that you need to wait for the perfect time when everything is certain and there's no things to worry about or question marks on the horizon. Because there are things we can't control, right? We can't control the market. We can't control the economy. We can't control the outcome of the election. But it's useful, I guess, like many things in life, to focus on what you can control. So we know the market is constantly changing, but there's some things that stay the same, right? And there's some things we can control. We can control our behavior. We know it's always a good idea to be investing for the long term. So that's something we can focus on.
Definitely. It's always said time in the market, not timing the market. And maybe this takes us to our next question in terms of understanding some of the common behavioral biases that do lead to bad investment decisions. What are they and how can we prevent falling into them?
Yeah, so there are lots of these, obviously, and lots of research has been done on, you know, the various ways in which all of us as humans are not rational, because we know, you know, we govern by our emotions, even though we try sometimes not to be. So when it comes to investing, you can think about greed and fear. So when the news is very negative, we want to sell our investments. When reading all these negative headlines in newspapers, so think back of COVID-19, the lockdown, lots of uncertainty. You know, lots of people said, like, geez, maybe I should take my money out of the market, you know, just be a little bit safer for a while. But actually, since 2020, the local stock market has just about doubled. So that would have actually been the absolute worst time, you know, to be taking your money out of the market. Well, think of another example, you know, Bitcoin and crypto in, you know, a few years ago in 2021 was, you know, the most exciting thing. You couldn't speak to anyone without them bringing up Bitcoin and crypto. And that was actually the worst time, you know, when everyone was feeling really greedy and really optimistic. And all the hype and, you know, excitement was flying around. That was actually the worst time, you know, to be putting money in those kind of assets. So these are the kind of emotions we need to be careful about, right? When we invest in our money.
Very true. In terms of our behavior, it's that greed or fear that does play an influence. Help us understand when it comes to volatility, because often, even on this show, you know, we comment on the market sentiment, the volatility, the uncertainty, and it's exciting language, right? Because it gets us going. But when it comes to reviewing our portfolios, this is certainly where we need to have a heightened level of calm. But talk to us about the relationship between volatility, risk, and reward, and how it does play an influence on our long-term investment objectives.
Yeah, so volatility is one way in which we can view risk. It's not the only way, but it's quite a common way and a useful way. So things do go up and down. The market, as we know, goes up and down every day. And that's normal, right? That's how the market works. So when you're making an investment, you know, whatever kind of investment it might be, stocks or unit trusts or anything that's exposed to the market, you know, at some point that investment is going to go down. You know, you're going to get your statement and it's going to show a negative number for that month. if it's something that's exposed to stocks and to the stock market. And I think it's useful to remember that that's a normal thing, right? So those ups and downs are actually the price you pay for having good long-term performance. Mm. So we know over the long run, investing pays off and the market tends to go up. But within that, you know, day to day or month to month, there are ups and downs. And that volatility is actually the price you pay to have that long-term performance. So it's sort of a feature. It's not something that you can get away from. It's just, you know, part of the whole thing.
That's such a refreshing way to put it, actually, because it sounds like, you know, when they tell you that, it adds character, wrinkles add character to your face, that the ups and downs add character to your portfolio and the end results that you see at the end of the day. But that's also difficult to manage, right? And I can imagine, especially for those, your colleagues who interact with clients directly, it can be difficult and uncomfortable to explain to a client sometimes that, hold on, you have lost some value on your portfolio, but over the long term, these blips will even out and the return will be higher.
Yeah, so I think it's how you frame these things, right? So it's definitely useful, I think, to think of investing as a marathon, not a sprint. Yes. So, you know, we'd all like to make money very quickly and easily and, you know, buy stocks that just double, and that would be great. But if that's what you're trying to do, you just want these quick wins, then, you know, either you're going to take too much risk, or you might actually say, like, geez, this is taking too long, and you'll just give up, and you say, like, you know, this is not for me. But actually, if you think about it more like a marathon, it's your approach would be more a kind of slow and steady wins the race kind of approach. So don't take too much risk. Just get good returns consistently that you can maintain for a long period. And that actually leads to really good outcomes over the long term. Mm.
And maybe there's some fundamentals that you can share here with us as well. I can imagine your friends ask you this around the braai. You also share this around the boardroom with your colleagues. But simple lessons that we as investors can bear top of mind to help us keep on track through these tough investment periods, especially a year like 2024.
Yeah, so I think one that's useful is, you know, if you are a soccer team, you know, you're going to have a plan before the match, right? You're not going to decide in the middle of the match, like, what do I do now? What do I do now? And it's the same with investing, right? You need a plan going in because we're going to have this volatility. There's going to be recessions. You know, there's going to be a stock market crash at some point in the next 10 years. You know, these things do happen. So it's very good to have a plan. You know, for example, what is my own financial plan? How much do I want to invest each month? What kind of investments do I want to hold? And then when these uncertain things happen, then at least you've planned for it beforehand. Yes. And you shouldn't then, because of something you read in a newspaper, go and change your plan immediately. Mm-hmm. If you've got a plan and you say, I'm investing so many rand every month, I'm buying this and that unit trust, I want so much in the stock market, then that's something you can stick with because you've decided upfront, because we know from all the research that when we're under stress and when there's a lot of uncertainty, that's when we make worse decisions, right? So, you know, when it comes to investing, you don't need a crystal ball, you don't need to predict the future perfectly, but you do need patience, right? So that's choosing something that you can stick with for a long period, that you know you're not going to get sort of uncertain and get frightened out of it at exactly the wrong time.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Tim, and really appreciative of your time this evening. I can imagine that there must be interesting debates with your colleagues around the elections. And not only that, but, you know, macroeconomic themes like the central banks. When will interest rates be cut? But I'm assuming, again, that's part of the noise that we as investors need to be very cautious of paying too much attention to, right?
Exactly right.
100%. Thank you so much, Tim. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
That's Tim Ecker, Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray, reminding us of some key lessons we need to bear in mind when it comes to investing in uncertain times. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future. 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.